Yannick Nézet-Séguin often talks about how much his Philadelphia Orchestra performances change and improve from day to day. But in what way? The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns experienced three performances of a recent program, in person at the Kimmel Center on the Thursday, on Friday in a WQXR radio live broadcast from Carnegie Hall, and finally on WRTI's live Sunday afternoon concert broadcast.
The first concert, of course, critics go to the first concert, but it's not a finished thing. It's normal that by the fourth, which is still not a finished thing in absolute, but there has been an evolution. I think we need to use four concerts. It might be interesting if someone would come to one program and attend each of the four concerts, see how it evolves and grows.
How could you not feel challenged after a comment like that? Okay, I missed one of the four, but I went back and listened to the two broadcast performances at the same time. And though they were nearly identical conceptually, Nézet-Séguin was more than right. Details and what they said were quite different. Tempos varied, especially in Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. Not to turn this into a race or anything, but it does seem as though the Carnegie Hall performance is racing ahead of the Verizon Hall one. Well, New York is a faster town. And could it be that the orchestra is being haunted by the ghost of Arturo Toscanini, whose tempos were said to be so fast that people thought he conducted as though his car was double-parked outside? But in Richard Strauss's half-hour-long Metamorphosen, the later Verizon performance was faster by a full minute. At Carnegie Hall, Nézet-Séguin lingered over the music's pivot points, and they're worth lingering over. But in Philadelphia, the performance had a steadier gait, creating a clear through line, helpful in a piece that can seem overly long, and solos by concertmaster David Kim were most intense in Philadelphia. By no means is tempo everything. Nézet-Séguin approached the sound of Metamorphosen as something light, classical, and unforced, in contrast to the way Ingo Metzmacher had the Vienna Symphony dig into its instruments a few weeks ago. Tempo is, however, the most changeable element of the performance, and both Strauss and Beethoven are such high rhetoric pieces that such choices can be made in performance as to how the events play off each other. After the first movement of Carnegie's high-velocity Eroica, Verizon was faster, creating a greater sense of unity among the four movements. But that wonderful accelerando Nézet-Séguin took in the final movement? That was faster in Carnegie, and boy was it exciting. Which was better? Can't say, won't say, because each concert was its own thing. The real evolution may be the increasing freedom to go with the inspiration of the moment, and that is the definition of a performance.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.